CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It says a lot about the economy. Every silver lining seems to come with a cloud. Walmart is reporting a better-than-expected 10% increase in third-quarter profits.
Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Penny-pinching shoppers made Walmart their store of choice, but the company says earnings going forward won't be so rosy. Financial analyst Ken Perkins follows the retail industry.
There are clearly clouds on the horizon. It's conceivable that things could slow so dramatically that they actually begin to experience declines in earnings next year.
Walmart's sober forecast isn't the only reason to worry that the economy will sink a lot lower than most experts suspected. A short time ago, the government said unemployment claims hit a 7-year high last week. 516,000 workers filed for benefits. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down 4 points. More families are losing or in danger of losing their homes. RealtyTrack, a company that follows the residential real estate market, says 279,000 homes were in foreclosure in October. RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga says that's an increase of just 5% in 1 month.
This marks the 34th consecutive month that we've seen foreclosure activity go up on a year-over-year basis.
At a hearing an hour from now, banking executives will get the chance to tell the Senate Banking Committee how the Bank Rescue Program is working. CBS's Cheryl Atkinson tells us there's a lot about the program that's not known.
The brand-new Financial Stability Oversight Board has met 4 times already, but they don't know how the banks are using the money. There's no hint in the first official Treasury report submitted to Congress last week. And Congress promised to create its own special oversight board, but more than 5 weeks later, not one person has been named to the panel.
Sometimes it's hard to tell the good guys from the bad guys. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve, for instance.
Air marshals. They're hired to protect us on commercial flights. Most of them are well-trained and well-intentioned good guys. But an investigation by ProPublica, a nonprofit journalism organization, has found since 9/11, more than 36 federal air marshals have been charged with crimes, hundreds more accused of misconduct. Cases range from drunk driving to drug and human trafficking and explosive smuggling. Frank?
Californians will hear a dire warning today, but it's only a drill.
If you're in a high-rise or a public building, drop, cover, and hold on. Do not use elevators.
This is Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. This dress rehearsal is designed to recreate what it would be like if a 7.8 earthquake hit Southern California. There will be people playing the roles of victims. Hospitals and schools are taking part. Government agencies are playing a key role as well. There will be simulated fires, collapsed buildings, road closures, all designed to see how people will react when the real thing takes place.
A new report on healthcare in the United States points to serious problems for the chronically ill.
Half of our patients said that they didn't fill a prescription, didn't get recommended care, or didn't